David Satcher steps down as Surgeon General this week. Today, as one of his last official acts, he released a report on how the American healthcare system fails the country's 7 million people with mental retardation. As NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports, the disparities in care are reminders of a lingering stigma.
Loretta Claiborne has run in 26 marathons, including the Boston Marathon, twice.
My best time was 3 hours and 3 minutes.
Pretty impressive, especially for a woman who did not even learn to walk until she was 4 years old. It took that long to find a doctor who would operate on the deformed foot she was born with. Loretta Claiborne was also born with mental retardation.
I was told a long time ago that, oh, you don't live long. You'll probably die at the age of 30. I'm the ripe age of 48.
When Claiborne was a child, people with retardation did die early. Doctors assumed it was the retardation that shortened lives. It turns out that poor health care was the cause. Many lived in institutions where medical treatment was lacking. Surgery was denied. Instead of providing dental care to people with retardation, dentists often pulled out all their teeth. Health care did get better, and advocates for the retarded congratulated themselves. But a discovery in 1995 made it clear that the problems were more persistent than anyone expected.
It was a shock.
That's Timothy Shriver, president of the Special Olympics, the athletic games set up for people with retardation. Several thousand athletes from around the world showed up for the competition that year in New Haven, Connecticut. Doctors, dentists, and optometrists were on hand to give free medical checkups. What happened next astonished Special Olympics officials. Shriver says nearly 20% of the athletes needed immediate medical care.
They were taken from our event, from the Special Olympics World Games, where they were in uniform preparing to compete, to the emergency room because they had such acute levels of disease or pain or other health care problems.
Shriver and Special Olympics commissioned studies, and that led to the Surgeon General's report released today. It's called Closing the Gap, and it says that people with mental retardation still receive inferior care. At a meeting in Washington today, Satcher said the healthcare system has failed to respond to changes in the lives of people with mental retardation.
As they are moved from residential institutions into family and community living settings, the nation's health system has not kept pace with that progress. And that's in great part what this report is about.
Many doctors won't treat people with retardation. Doctors who do want to help get little reimbursement from public insurance programs like Medicaid. And it's hard to care for people who may have difficulty communicating. Shriver says most doctors are never trained how.
It's shocking to me when I hear optometrists tell me, well, the standard of care for this population is a quick and dirty. Get them in, get them out, give them a prescription, fill the glasses, ask them if they can see better. If they nod, then you're done.
But Shriver says the biggest hurdle is simply an old-fashioned problem of low expectations.
People with mental retardation are seen as less important than others. It's less important that they get good care. Why is it less important? Well, less likely that they're going to become a doctor or a lawyer, less likely that they're going to be reading complex material, less likely that they're going to be operating heavy machinery. So how important is it really in the eyes of a provider that they get really perfect glasses? How important is it really that their medications are monitored regularly?
Loretta Claiborne still fights those attitudes, as she explained to the Surgeon General at a recent conference.
I tore a meniscus in my knee. I tripped over some boxes in my apartment. I went to the doctor, and the doctor said to me, oh, that's okay. You know, he gave me pills and pills and pills, and I said, oh, I don't believe in taking all these pills. I knew something was wrong.
Loretta Claiborne is well known for her running, but when it came to repairing her knee 2 years ago, once again, Claiborne did not get the surgery she wanted. Today, she says that's why she can no longer run marathons. Satcher says making healthcare work for people like Loretta Claiborne can end up improving care for all of us.
And I've said many times as Surgeon General, to the extent that we respond to the health needs of the most vulnerable among us, we do most to promote the health of the nation. Because when we look at our system through the eyes of people who have often left out of it or pushed aside, that's when we really see what's wrong with our system.
Satcher's report says improving care starts with educating doctors in medical school. It also calls for more research on why people with retardation don't get the care they need. And it says there must be changes in the way doctors are paid so that more will welcome people with retardation into their waiting rooms. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.